back on Canucks Central. It's Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah here in the Kintech studio. Kintech, Canada's favorite orthotics provider, powered by thousands of five-star Google reviews. Sorfeet, what are you waiting for? You can leave one of your questions or comments.
Quamets? No.
I love it.
I mean, I think you two might be the only people that love it.
Well, one person did text in and say, hey, back off, Sat. We like it.
Somebody did?
One person.
There's dozens of us.
There was definitely more people being like, please stop with this.
Yeah. It's not great.
I will say it feels like more of a Halford and Brough thing.
Really?
Maybe.
Well, now
like
I hate it.
They just kind of have like random things they say, right? When you fill in on their show, it's stressful as hell.
You gotta learn the lingo.
I know. Yeah.
You gotta try and meet Mike Halford and learn the lingo.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm. Noah texted in and said, y'all need to back quaff the stupid joke. See, it's not good, man. It just sounds stupid.
Quaff? Are we talking about Sat's hair? What's going on?
Sounds like qualm down. No, I'm not qualming down. This is so stupid.
All right. Maybe I'll drop it. Maybe I won't. We'll see what happens. Let's hit the music. It's an overrated, underrated Wednesday. Ba-ba-ba-na-na. Overrated, underrated, perfectly rated. You know how it goes. You give us a topic, and we decide if it's overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated. Like Sebastian Maniscalco.
I have no idea who this is. Yeah. Reach is like, I'm going to go to Sebastian, what was the last name? Maniscalco. And I was like, what is this? I had no idea.
You don't know who that is?
I assumed it was a soccer player.
Oh, my God. Nobody knows who this is?
I assumed when he said that, I'm like, is this like a musician I don't know about? Like, that's what I thought initially.
The guy's got a show at Rogers Arena. How do you guys not know who he is?
What? He plays music?
No, he's a comedian.
Oh. Sorry.
You know. Does anybody work anymore? You don't know? No?
No.
He had the movie with Robert De Niro. No?
I gotta look. Oh, wait. Oh, this dude. Yeah, yes. I know who this guy is. Okay, yeah.
Didn't know the name.
I didn't know the name. Yeah. But yeah, he's been in.
I guess he's underrated because clearly nobody knows who he is.
Oh, okay.
The movie was quite
bad. I looked
bad,
him up
actually.
Too, and I've seen him.
Yeah. I don't know. And I don't even know in what movie I remember him in, like specifically. I know you mentioned, but like, I don't even know if he has like a memorable role that I think about. I'm like, yeah.
He hasn't done a lot of movies.
Right?
Yeah. He did the recent one with De Niro because he's gotten popular the last few years. Makes a lot of Italian jokes, so yeah, I guess that's,
okay.
That's probably
that's
why.
Definitely just for you.
Yeah. All right. Underrated. We're going with that.
Fair enough.
Somebody texted in underrated. There you go.
Let's start with the submissions here. We'll start with one from you, Reach. Division Banners. Overrated or underrated?
So I know where I'm going with this. How do y'all feel about it? Josh, you had to take the bad photo of it today.
You got a good look at it.
I got a good look at it.
I mean, at first you didn't really have a great look at it. I'm gonna say, judging by the picture, you didn't really have a great look at it at first.
I think they're underrated though.
Yeah.
Celebrate the history?
Yeah. You don't like. I don't think they should do any ceremony for it or anything. Like the way they did it, like it's just up there now. That's fine.
Yeah,
I also believe they are underrated. Like, it is difficult to go through 82 games and be the best team in your 7-team division.
Yeah, fair.
You know, not that like you need to have a parade about it, but you know. There is a level of difficulty to winning your division, and I feel like it should be remembered in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, see, I don't disagree that it should be remembered. I think that a banner for each division win is too much. I think you should have, like, a division winner's banner, and then have, like, just the years on each one.
That's what they do, though.
But this one has said the division about 2023-2024.
Because they have the North Division champs, and there's, like, 5 years on that one.
Because the one you put in was for 2023-2024. Right. I'm saying just have one banner, and then have the years on that same banner. Just add the years to the banner.
It's kind of division winners and put all the years on the division winner.
Because right now they have like Northwest division winners.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so you're just saying only division winners.
Yeah, do like one banner and then division winners and then you have the years for the years you won the division. They have one for each division. I think that's too much. I think a banner should be individual for one achievement. If it's You can talk me into a conference.
I will.
You can talk me into that conference. President's Trophy and Cup.
Yeah.
But and there's then more division, teams like, in the division now.
No, I know. But there's even more teams in the league to win the league.
True. Fair enough. Next one from Woodrow. Lankinen starting all three home games for the Canucks. Overrated or underrated?
Probably overrated because it's not going to happen. He's going to start all three home games?
Yeah, if you were to start all three. Is that overrated or underrated?
Overrated. I don't think that's going to happen. Dan thinks it's going to happen. Dan's like, they're going to run with this guy.
Okay, so let's say on the weekend he gets like a shutout.
Shutout?
It's hard to turn away from Lankinen right now. Like, does he have to have a bad start, or does it just like a loss? After a loss, you're going to Artur Shilov's.
I could even see them still going to him. I think it's overrated for Lankinen to not start on Saturday because it's already been over a week for Shilov's. But like, do you want to make it 2 weeks between starts?
Probably not.
Right? And you have the road trip coming up, and yeah, you're playing Anaheim, San Jose, and LA.
You also don't want to overwork Lankinen to a point where maybe he gets overworked and fatigued and, then there's an injury situation maybe that pops up there.
Like, it wouldn't shock me if Lankinen gets the Saturday start because the team looks at it and says, out of the three opponents, Carolina and
New Jersey
look like more formidable, and the Penguins are playing on Friday.
Yeah.
So they're playing the second of a back-to-back. If you're looking to put Shilov's into an easier position...
That might be the one.
I would kind of just roll with Lankinen because he's been so good.
Or
now,
since you're the favorite, go with the guy who's hot and
just
like,
let's bank the game.
Let's give ourselves the best chance to bank these 2 points.
I mean, it's one of those like you can make an argument for either side there. But I wonder, that's the softest landing spot, I think, for Shilov's. But I don't think Lankinen is playing all three games at home. I think it's overrated. Dan thinks it's underrated, I guess.
Yeah, it's underrated. I would like to see Lankinen in all three. He's been so good. He's one of the top five goalies in the league. Like, ride it as long.
He's been dynamite
as it's going. You know, and if it stops at some point, you know, if he has a bad night in one of these three, then sure, go to Shilov's after that. But as it stands here today, I wouldn't mind seeing Lankinen in all three.
Next one from Todd Naslund: concern about the Soucy-Myers pair. Overrated or underrated?
Overrated because it is still so very early in the season.
Yeah,
they haven't been good.
Yeah, see, I don't want to dismiss it out of hand and just be underrated because I do think it's been problematic to some extent. And like, they've had some decent moments. I do expect Soucy to be better.
So if you have concern, it's perfectly rated right now.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly rated. I think it's fair. I think the guys have to be better. And you made a great point, between breaks about Carson Soucy.
Yeah, last year, Soucy was great last year. Of course, we talked about the injury thing with him, and he didn't play a full complement of games, and that's sort of what we're looking for. But he also played and averaged 17 minutes a night. So he was very much, and I know it fluctuated at different points of the year, but he was deployed as a third pair type of defenseman. And now you're really asking him to play top 4 minutes. And you're seeing some struggles from him early on here. That's where I wonder, like, are you asking him to do more than what he can handle?
Yeah, or yes, to some extent. And the other part of it is it an adjustment period?
Yeah.
Where you adjust and he's a good player and he'll figure it out and get better. That's why I don't want to say it's underrated or overrated. I don't want to say it's overrated. I think, yeah, because it's stuff we don't know yet. They have to prove it.
Yeah.
And so far, they haven't proven that they can be a good second pair. I think they can be, but they have to prove it.
They can be cleaner, for sure. And you know what? Like, Philly has been the worst 5-on-5 offense in the league this year.
Yeah.
And they still were able to generate quite a bit against the Canucks. Last night, you know, Soucy-Myers are on for both goals against. Not that, you know, the second one is kind of bad luck, the way the puck hops over Myers' stick, but... You know, at the end of the day, they're on the ice for both of the goals against. So you're going to point to them and be like, meh, maybe not as good. But on the plus side, Canucks were able to back off using Hronek's minutes in the last two games. They're going to continue working on these things. As much as Myers and Soucy have had their troubles, part of this issue is the team isn't connected enough in their defensive zone coverages as a squad, as a five-man unit on the ice, and that's added to the issues. But certainly Myers and Soucy have to be better. I'm just not ready to put a capital C concern on it just yet.
Next one from Austin in Langley. Fighting your teammate at practice. Overrated or underrated?
How did I know this one was coming today?
It was going to come. I mean, now, calling it a fight
would be an overstatement.
It was a spat.
Spat. There you go.
If we're talking about recent Canucks fights at training camp / practice, then it's underrated. Because the last one I can remember is Garland Joshua last year in Victoria.
Yeah.
And they are now the best of friends.
Yes. They're best buds now.
They are best buds. And I mean, and that one too. Now, I didn't see this one, but based on the play-by-play provided by Josh Elliott-Wolf, who had eyes on the scene at practice today, that one actually involved both guys like grabbing each other and like getting each other's face and had to be separated. Yeah. Like they really went after each other. This doesn't seem like it was quite that.
No, it was more of a like slashing each other, you know, kind of chirping each other, but not a like, hey, this might actually be a fight.
Yeah, they did not need to be separated. And no, they weren't like grabbing each other. And
they went their
face
separate ways.
Yeah. So it's not quite to that. So I think we have to be clear on the level of of violence in this so-called spat that happened today. But yeah, I think generally speaking, overrated.
It wasn't the McElrath Delorier heavyweight fight from last night.
No, and sometimes it's a good thing that happens, right? These things happen and it leads to good things, like the team wakes up or something.
A little bit of camaraderie.
Or whatever it is.
I say underrated, you know, like not to sound like an old school hockey guy, but every once in a while things boil over at practice and it turns out to be a good thing.
No.
Getting to a little brouhaha, that's fine.
Yeah. Jordan in the Ridge texted, and it's like, it's okay to say J-Pat sat. No, Josh Elliott-Wolf was literally there watching practice, buddy.
Yeah,
like,
I promise.
He tweeted out a photo. So like Josh was there at practice watching it. He sent us messages about this when it was happening. So
J-Pat tweeted about it, but you know.
And yeah, J-Pat does great work.
J-Pat was
also
there.
He was there, for sure. But our man, Josh, was literally there. He took photos of the banners. Jordan, were you not listening to the show earlier?
Yeah.
And they were very good pictures.
Yes.
Nobody had any issues with them.
You got it right eventually.
Yes.
That's all that matters. Cranky Canucks fan referring to assists as apples. Overrated or underrated?
No, underrated. Why not use the hockey lingo?
It's definitely a reach thing.
Apples?
Because is this because I tweeted about this today? And maybe my worst tweet of all time. I'm surprised nobody's chirped me about this. There was like littered with spell check mistakes.
I should have just responded to your tweet.
I think the biggest giveaway that reaches from Ontario or not from BC is the lingo to some extent. Like he says apples a lot, says warmies. And not to say this doesn't get said here, but it's
a hockey thing.
But not doesn't get said quite as much out here. But like reach like the warmies, the apples, like his hockey lingo is like elite.
Man, I'm just happy DeBrusk's got four apples in six games, you know?
Fair enough.
You know, Millsy goes no Bucky all the time during warmie, and it's good. It's good times. I don't know. For me, apples is a good way to do it.
I think you just lean into it.
Apples and Geno's, you know.
I do feel like for Sat and I, if we were to say it, like it would come out of our mouths awkwardly.
It would, it wouldn't sound, you know, it wouldn't sound great.
If I was like, DeBrusk has four apples this year, you'd be like, what are you doing?
It's not like I've watched too much Letterkenny or anything like that. It's just, I don't know, feels normal
like
for me.
Every once in a while, I guess I'll throw out an apple, like nice apple. But I guess that's not part of the regular lingo, you know.
Okay, sorry. You guys want me to be a little bit more formal here on the show? We'll drop the comments and keep going. And the apples instead of assists.
So we did get a good text from Rager when we were talking about the spat. He said, so you could say it wasn't quite fisticuffs.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, and like there are people, because we can see people, like ever since we have the new text system, we can see the text we sent in before under the same number. And there's some people that have texted in for the first time in a long time, at the very least, and they're talking about the comments. So you brought people out of the woodwork.
Brought him out of the woodwork.
So this one says, I have some
interaction. That's good.
I have some concerns about the quantum. See, this is so stupid.
It's awesome. I love it.
Just keep leaving your comments at 650-650 on the Dunbar Lumber text message inbox.
Next one, Danny and Brookswood. Overrated, underrated. Starting to think about who the Canucks should trade their first round pick for.
I mean, it's overrated because we're too early.
We are very early in trade season.
Yes. But the notion of trading a first-round pick in and of itself, is that overrated or underrated? We'll slightly adjust the question.
Underrated Canucks are very much in a Stanley Cup winning window.
Dude, they haven't made a first-round pick in a couple of years, though.
Ah, so that's it's very true. Facts
you
only.
Keep it. You know, I think it's overrated to trade it.
You know, you remember those T-shirts that said something about them picks?
Yeah.
That's the train we're on. I'd be open to trading a first rounder, but I might not trade this year's first rounder.
Like, what are you getting in the 20s, anyways?
I don't know. It's just you got to supplement the prospect system every now and then. Like, trade a future first rounder. I'm open to that. Like next year's. But I think you can't go too long without having a first-round pick, is all I'm saying.
Like, how do you feel about, like, I mean, sure. It would be nice to have Matvei Gradin in the Canucks system right now.
Big Matvei Gradin guy.
But ultimately, you know, it's not, like, even if you had Matvei Gradin in the system for right now, he's still a trade chip come deadline time.
For sure.
So whether it's an unused first round draft pick or the pick was made a year ago, that whatever it becomes, it's still more valuable to me where the Canucks are currently as a trade chip than it is making that choice.
Especially if you're looking at later in the draft. Like, you're talking about picking the 20s, most likely. Later. So, like, it's not the highest caliber to draft pick. I could see some conditions being put on a pick if they move one, but I don't think that this time they'd move it for a rental.
Yeah.
I think if they're moving a first-round pick this time around, if it's for somebody who's going to be here beyond one playoff push.
Like, would you rather have JT Miller or Shakir Mukhamudulin?
Well,
I mean, Shakir Mukhamudulin has a great name.
Yeah.
do you think fans can... imagine fans chanting Shakir Mukhamudulin.
We'd have to go, like, full soccer to figure out a way to, like, fit that in the chant. But it would be awesome.
On defense, Shakir Mukhamudulin!
Yeah, that's a chantable name.
It'd be fun.
Next one, Vikings dad. The Four Nations Tournament. So the jerseys were semi-leaked today. I don't know if you guys saw.
Part of the promo tweet?
Yeah, which is... some promo people were photo. Like clowning the league for that. I don't know if they were... I had like a huge launch set for these jerseys and they did it accidentally, but I don't know.
Usually there would be like a nice, smooth launch of like, hey, here's what our jerseys are going to look like for the Four Nations face-off.
Yeah.
Make sure you go and buy them. NHLstore.com, whatever. But in any case, you can't really see the Sweden and Finland jerseys. The Canada jersey, honestly, it looks sharp.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah, I kind
of
like it.
People were making fun of, like, because it has the leaf, but then it also has Canada in the leaf.
I like that.
I like it, too, though. Yeah. I feel like it'd be too plain without it.
The USA jersey looks kind of plain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the USA one should kind of be basic. I think the best USA jerseys are just kind of like... Mm-hmm. You know, because they have the nice color scheme, you know, having the blue, red, and white. Like, it always blends in together well.
Yeah. Yeah, they got it figured out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want the Americans to win, but generally speaking, like, their uniforms for stuff is good. And you see the Olympics, too. They usually have, like, I'm like, you know, damn Americans with their nice gear.
Yeah, how dare they? next one, Justin and East Van. Josh's photography skills.
Nobody's rating them highly right now.
I might just make this my thing. Anytime I'm like at practice or doing whatever, I'm just going to take horrible pictures.
You should. That should be your bit.
It's going to just be like a picture of the crowd or the empty seats.
It's like Elias Pettersson taking one-timers. Yeah. Show the goaltender.
JT Miller and Elias Pettersson in a huge fight. And it's just like a selfie.
Yeah. Honestly, that should be your bit. It'd be so good. I mean, I don't know if it'd catch on, but if it did, it'd be great.
I think, I don't know.
I mean, you took a picture of us before the show, and it was like, well...
That was supposed to be part of the bit.
Yeah.
That was not supposed to be a good
picture. I was like, let me move this out of your way.
Yeah, Sap moved bad. The chair, and I was like, no, I didn't mean to do that.
I felt bad. I'm like, all right. Let me move my stuff out of your face.
I just like... Why didn't you move to take the picture?
I just didn't think it was, like, pertinent news. I was just trying to show people it was confirmed.
Okay.
Regardless. It's
confirmed. Yeah, we need full confirmation for this. Okay,
Here is a picture of the Canucks division banner and the sound system at Rogers Arena.
Okay.
Two things in one.
Overrated, underrated, reading into things that are installed at Rogers Arena. Did you see the new Rogers sign that's black? And it has a skate logo.
Yeah.
You saw it. You were there.
Yeah. Again, I was there.
They're putting black seats in next year.
No, we're not doing this.
Are they actually switching to the...
They're also wearing the jersey more this year than they did last year.
Yeah. Are we going to see a switch next year? I mean,
it feels like we're getting ready for it.
I don't know why
they wouldn't just like
it's
make
part of
the switch.
Yeah.
So well, I this think year they weren't allowed to.
Okay.
Because you had to... Because
of the Fanatics?
Yeah. So if you're going to make a switch, you have to do it next year if you're an NHL team.
Yeah.
Unless it was like predetermined a while ago
or something. Yeah.
What I will say, I think that black sign, it looked temporary.
What was it? It looked like so.
It looked like it was like put over their current.
So if that's the case, maybe that's a little bit different.
Yeah, okay. I didn't look too closely at it, but it looked more like a temporary thing to me. And they're wearing the jersey every game this homestand, so it kind of makes sense.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Making the permanent switch to me would be very overrated.
But hey, but overrated, underrated, reading into things. Overrated, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
It's very overrated. Tends to get you into more trouble than is worth it.
Yes.
Brendan and Burnaby. LeBron and Bronny playing together on the Lakers. Overrated or underrated?
Well, Sat's a Lakers fan, so.
I mean,
how
honestly,
did you feel about it?
I think it's underrated. We've never seen a father-son duo in the NBA on the same team. Like, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great.
It's true.
It's cool. Like, I don't know if Bronny's going to be a player, but it was a cool moment. Good for LeBron. Like, LeBron has such gravitas, I suppose, that his son had to be drafted by the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, we got to draft this guy.
Yeah.
Just for 1 year for him to have, at least have one game with LeBron. Like, that's what LeBron is. Would Bronny have been drafted if LeBron didn't play for the Lakers? Debatable. Yeah. I've heard some people say that he probably would have still been drafted. So, who knows? I don't want to be so dismissive to it. But a big reason why he's there is because of his father. His dad got his way. I think it's cool for him to have that type of reach. I think the anger people have about it is a bit overrated.
For sure. I don't know why you would be so angry about it.
And it's like people are like, well, it's taking a spot for somebody. I mean, you're taking a spot for somebody that's probably going to get waived no matter what. We're talking about the 14, 15 players on rosters that are always coming and going anyways. So it's like, I don't even know.
A lot of second round picks get sent to the G League nowadays anyways, right?
Exactly.
So, what happened with Bronny James today.
Yeah. He got the one game. It's like, all right, now go work on your game.
But now you're going to the G League.
Yeah.
So, it's honestly underrated. Cool moment.
I got a couple more here. JL, carving pumpkins. Overrated or underrated?
I suck at art.
Me
too. And like carving stuff or whatever. Like anytime I tried to do them, like it was a horror because of how bad it was.
So like the camaraderie, like you're usually doing it with your family and all that. That's nice. That's a nice aspect, underrated aspect of carving pumpkins. The act of doing it, I'm so bad.
Yeah.
And I get so frustrated.
Well, and also like, and cleaning it out first is a whole ordeal.
This sounds awful to me. Overrated. I'm not festive at all. So,
you say sounds awful. Have you done it?
No. I can't remember carving a pumpkin since I was maybe a kid, but I'm not really an artsy guy, you know. To quote my grade 4 teacher, Mr. Martin, he said, my 4-year-old child draws better than you, and they can only draw stick people.
You were in grade 4?
Wow.
Yes.
That's, I mean, you know,
roasted a 9-year-old.
But you haven't forgot it, right?
I haven't forgot
you
it.
You haven't forgot it. It's like
now it doesn't do art anymore,
dude. Honestly, these things like don't. Yeah, you don't do. Art
I don't
anymore.
Do visual arts. Okay.
I had a teacher once. I was like grade 8.
Yeah.
I put my hand up to answer a question, and she said, "Oh," she said, "That's cute. Just sit there and look pretty." And I was like in grade 8, and I just remember being like, "What?"
Dang.
I'm sorry. What?
I'm,
but it's there. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
And I never asked a question again.
Fair enough.
In that class. And I did not take that class ever again after either.
Yeah. I mean, if I was, in fairness to Mr. Martin, when I look back on it now, like if I was a teacher, I'd probably roast the kids all the time.
Probably, right? But like it sticks with you. Like this happened, you're a kid, you don't forget.
I don't remember a lot of things from grade 4, but I do remember that.
That's like seared in your memory. Yeah. Getting owned by your teacher. I thought this was a safe space.
Well, I'm never drawing again.
We'll end with this one. Mike, ordering food during an atmospheric river. Overrated or underrated?
You're just stimulating the economy, man.
Yeah. It was underrated. I will admit. I was happy that I didn't do the work myself, and I went with the convenience play of ordering Uber Eats during an atmospheric river. Yeah. Now, how the app handled the delivery is a different story.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the delivery person, but the app itself That's more of where my qualm is.
Yeah, that's a different story, different issue.
Yeah.
But like I said, my logic on this is, if somebody's out working as a Uber DoorDash driver during an atmospheric river, they're working because they need to do the work.
Yeah.
And if I say I'm not going to order food today because I don't want to put inconvenience somebody, are we not doing a disservice to the person that relies on you ordering food to make a living?
Yeah. So,
fair enough.
The logic
I think it's
underrated.
Yeah, the logic works.
Yeah, I think what we oftentimes do is that we internalize things and make them about ourselves.
Yes.
It's like, what? Who cares about your guilt, dude? Just do what you normally do. Like, you're not that important.
Yeah. If you feel like tipping a little bit more, I'm sure it would be much appreciated.
I'll be happy to.
But yes, I did it and I did not regret it. So, in any case,
Wait, can I do one more real quick before we get out?
Sure. Okay.
Somebody texted in Timothy Chalamet, the actor.
Oh. I guess,
like, honestly, I'm a fan of his movies.
Underrated.
Let me roll through the IMDb for you.
Yeah, okay, please. Yeah, yeah. Let's see the filmography.
Because I was watching, I'd started watching Interstellar last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I always forget he's in that.
Yeah.
He's the son.
Yeah, he's
the
very,
son.
Very young.
Very young. It's not a big role.
No. So, sorry, it's taking a minute to load here. Okay, so his latest ones, Dune.
Yeah, fantastic.
Part 1 and 2. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
Wonka.
I haven't seen Wonka
yet. It's actually, so I thought it was going to be bad. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
So
I played Mr. Salt in the high school play of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
No way, you did?
Yes.
That's awesome.
He was in the French Dispatch. I don't know where to go with that.
The French Dispatch.
Yeah, he was in the French Dispatch. What else? I feel like he's been in more things.
Yeah. It's you know what movie I was really impressed by his acting was The King? Have you seen that one on Netflix?
No.
I have not seen that one.
Honestly, like his acting in that movie is tremendous. There's like one scene in particular where he has a speech. Like I was like, man, the kid can act. I'm impressed. I'm a fan.
Blue de Chanel commercial.
he's very good in those.
Excellent.
The Dune movies are like
tremendous.
Oh man, they are so good.
Honestly, like I hope I want to see them go back to the movie theater again so I can watch Dune 2 in IMAX and just get the sound again.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're a bit overrated.
Yeah, you're overrated.
Wow, Josh.
I like them, but I just like I don't know.
He's like, I like Star Wars better.
Not particularly.
I like Ant-Man.
No, definitely not.
The Marvels.
I thought they were fine, but I just wasn't as enamored with them as some people were.
Okay. Man, guy doesn't like good movies.
I'm trying to watch a bunch of old good movies right now. And you know what? I've seen better movies lately.
Yeah. Have you got to Reservoir Dogs yet?
No, that's on the list.
Mm. Okay. Mm-mm. So you still don't know who Mr. Pink is?
No.
Okay. All
right.
Well,
yeah,
enough of that. See, in order for you to understand that, you would have to have listened to the mailbag from last Friday, I believe it was. So if you're a consistent listener to Canuck Central, we appreciate you. And the new listeners, we appreciate you as well. Keep downloading, subscribing. That way you never miss an edition of Canucks Central. Close out with some overrated, underrated overflow and more next on Sports at 650.
Hitting the most important topics for Vancouver sports fans. The People's Show with Vic Nizar. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.